So Jonathan, first of all, congratulations on your first start. You must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's awesome to get told that you're going to be starting a test game for your country. Really looking forward to the challenge and, can't wait to get out there.
You must draw real confidence in your first two games in England shirt. First of all, against Barbarians, half an hour cameo and two tries.
Yeah, no, I was delighted with the way the Barbars game went. Got two tries off what other boys created, but I mean, still it was great to sort of be a part of that win and to come on against South Africa, even though it was 2 minutes or whatever. But no, I was delighted to get on and get my first cap.
Did that game against South Africa, even though albeit for a few minutes, give you the real confidence in how you can play at this level now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about the challenge. I know it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be tough for me, my second cap, but I'm delighted. I'm really looking forward to it. There's going to be challenges out there on the pitch. There's Manu shifting in one. I mean, it's exciting. I played with Manu before, and I think it'll be good. I think it will be really good.
Is Manu you played with the age group rugby before?
18s. We played together. He was out on the wing then. But we played together then.
He drew quite a lot of attention from South African defenders in the first test. I think he was top carrier with 12. Does that make it more congested in midfield for you, or do you think it creates space for you in sort of wider channels?
I think it'll create stuff. I mean, obviously Manu's a great player and defenders always look to him and know that they've got to man up and grab him, but I mean there's going to be space elsewhere if everyone's jamming in on him, so I think it's exciting for Fodes and Stretz and Ashy on the end as well, so really looking forward to it. I mean, Manu going through the middle and then we've got the pace out wide to sort of exploit.
Can you tell me a bit about Mike Catt's influence on you? Obviously he's been involved in London Irish for 4 or 5 years and now with England.
Yeah, no, I mean I've loved every minute I've had with Caddy. Since sort of London Irish, he sort of brought me through, doing individual things with me at the end of sessions, sort of talking about my game and where how I should try and play the game and areas I can look to improve. And he's been a massive sort of influence on my game, and I'm just delighted that he's here in this setup and that I'm here as well, and hopefully just build on that relationship.
75 million caps obviously for him, and he's played in every position in the back line, set scrum half, I think, so he's a good man to learn from.
Yeah, definitely. He's a man with a lot of knowledge, and it's great for all of us players to sort of get that information off him and sort of use it to the best of our abilities.
I haven't seen South Africa from the stands for most of the game last week and for 3 minutes on the pitch. What are your views on them and what can you expect on Saturday?
Oh, I think they're a very physical side. They've got a lot of big boys who run hard and run straight, and I think we can expect that again this weekend. They'll probably look to try and shift the focus to maybe coming wide a few times as well. They've got the players to do that, but they're a very physical side and it's going to be a massive challenge, but I think we're ready for it.
And it's a case of, I guess, you know what's coming, but you're going to be really good to stop it.
Yeah, no, definitely.